Shalom. Do you need a spiritual overhaul? Hi, this is Stefan Yah on YahvahNotYahweh.name. Thank you for joining me today. We'll be going to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and also Jeremiah 31, getting ready for another special feast, for a special spiritual overhaul. And let's turn now to the book of 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 5, in the King James. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not that your own selves, how that Yahushua Messiah is in you, except you be reprobates? Then in the Tree of Life version, beginning at verse 5, test yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. Examine yourselves, or don't you know yourselves that Messiah, and they use the Yeshua, is in you, unless, of course, you failed the test. But I hope that you realize that we haven't failed the test. Now we're praying to Yahweh that you, and they use G-O-D, that you do no wrong, not so that we may appear to have passed the test, but in order that you may do what is right, even if we may seem to have failed. For we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth, for we are rejoicing when we are weak, and you are strong. We also pray for this, your perfecting. Paul wrote that in 2 Corinthians. Then here in Jeremiah chapter 31, the 31st chapter and the 31st verse, referring to that new covenant, the word for new is kadash, which means, in English, fresh, new thing, a new thing. And so here it is in Jeremiah, or Jeremiah, Yahu. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new, or fresh, new thing with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda. For finding, and then we go to Hebrews chapter 8, which is a reflection then of Jeremiah 31:31, and beginning in verse 8 now over here. For finding fault with them, that is, with the people, he said, behold, the days come, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 13, in that he, that is, Yahweh, saith, the Father saith, a new covenant. He has made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. And the word in Greek for new is 2537 in the concordance, kohenios, new and fresh. Then in chapter 12, as we turn further in Hebrews 12:24, and to Messiah, Yahushua, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And here the word for new covenant is different from the one in chapter 12 than in the one in chapter 8. The mediator of a new covenant, the word is 3501, neoteros, which means youthful, new, young, regenerate. And so that's found here in Hebrews chapter 12:24. Then let's examine ourselves, and in the book of Psalms, we'll get started here on that spiritual overhaul for the feast. We want to really put ourselves into this and become perfect as Yahweh in heaven is perfect. Psalm 139, verse 23. And this reads, Yahweh's word, the sovereign word of Yahweh. It reads in 139, verse 23. Search me, O Yahweh, sovereign one, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That was Psalm 139. Then David wrote in Psalm 119, that great Torah Psalm, 119, verse 59. I thought in my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy Torah. And this goes along with Ezekiel chapter 18. Because he considers and turns away from all his transgressions that he has committed, he shall surely live. This person shall not die. In Haggai 1 verse 5, I'm just looking on the screen there, the cell phone and the computer screen and all that right now. Haggai 1 6, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but there is none warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. Referring to our spiritual problem. And thus saith Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. Or we are told to test ourselves or examine ourselves there in the beginning of this podcast, as it said there in 2 Corinthians 13. And Hebrews 12:24, to examine ourselves, or as we just read, consider your ways. Of course, some would say, well, there's nothing wrong. I'm either a sheep, and I'm certainly not a goat, or, well, maybe I'm just in a third category, other. Huh? No, I've never read that. But we'll deal with that problem later. 1 Corinthians 11 now, regarding the time of the Passover, the annual Passover service, and we certainly would fast before this to prepare ourselves. So let's look here in 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 5 is the main text for Passover, for that Passover meal, but chapter 11, verse 28 now. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning Yahweh's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Oh, the sad state of affairs these days, gents and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, that many are sleeping, or they're very sick, and it could even be a spiritual problem. Oh, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So let us practice this of self-examination. We could go through the Ten Commandments and the statutes and judgments one by one and see how we might square up, measure up, but we're not going to measure up 100%. We need Yahweh's Son, his imputed righteousness, already paid for you. But he doesn't say give up, but we want to seek him and keep being a seeker and moving ahead. In Revelation chapter 2, and it says over and over about these works, keeping these commandments, statutes, and judgments, in other words. So most of the references in Revelation chapters 2 and 3 to the assemblies, referring now, most of them references to good works or keeping commandments. And it's not in reference to earning salvation, but or even necessarily maintaining your salvation. But for those who are saved, they are saved unto good works. Revelation 2:26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received my Father. Messiah speaking here. And then in chapter 3, we turn ahead here, turn the pages there. I think I hear a few turning. Be watchful and strengthen the things. This is chapter 3, verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before Yahweh the Sovereign One. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Yes, the judge is coming soon. And he said in verse 15 now, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. And in neo-Christianity, or the modern new Christianity, I think there's been a third category to the added to the sheep and to the goats. It includes those who think that they're in category three, other. You know, they say, well, there's nothing wrong with me. That could be a double-minded woman or man. 3:15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods. I have need of nothing. In other words, they're content with the place that they are spiritually in their doctrine. They've been saved, and after that, it's just a passive moving with Yahweh in their lives, passively maybe going to church once a week or something. I'm rich. I don't need anything. I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor, blind and naked. And I counsel thee to buy of me, Messiah speaking here, the sovereign one, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that is, with the spiritual, from the Ruach HaKadosh, the pure spirit. Anoint your eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Oh, it's okay to be zealous. Now, somebody said he didn't think it was okay to be more zealous than they were before. Or they call that fanaticism. But Yahweh here does appreciate our striving to please the Almighty Father and to become perfect. And we just read that, Revelation chapters 2 and 3. As David again said in Psalm 26, verse 2, examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Try my reins and my heart, found in Psalm 26. Now, we're going to go to Hebrews 12. And this is verse 10. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, for they verily for a few days chastened us, that is, the leaders chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our own profit, that the Messiah for our profit, that we might be partakers of his pureness. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, or be put out of joint, but let it rather be healed. So lift up the hands which hang down, and straighten up the feeble knees. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, we're not going to read the whole Shema, but we are reading chapter 6, verse 1 in Devarim, that what are we to do then? Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which Yahweh, your sovereign one, commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. Thou camest down also, Almighty Yah, upon Mount Sinai, and you spake with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. Actually, that quote was from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 13, and then Deuteronomy 6 was, these are the commandments, statutes, and judgments, which Yahweh, your sovereign one, commands to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess. Nehemiah said, Thou came down also upon Mount Sinai, and you spake, gave them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and judgments. And Nehemiah chapter 10, as we turn over here next to verse 29 in Nehemiah, they clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in sovereign's Yahweh's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of the Sovereign One, to observe and do all the commandments of Yahweh, our Mighty One, the Eternal, and His judgments and His statutes. Now that was found in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 29. And a little correction there on that web page. Okay, Ezekiel now, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 24. This is prophetic. We're looking ahead now as the Feast of Atonement is also a end times feast, as well as was kept thousands of years ago. But we look forward to Yahweh and to his putting Satan into the bottomless pit. And he'll be cast away for that first 1,000 years. And then forever in Tartarus. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 24 then. And then Jeremiah. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They also shall walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. Now the judgments are found in Exodus, right after the Ten Commandments, and including in the Torah, including in that same giving of the law, Exodus 21 through 23. And then the ratification of the covenant is found in 24. But for those who are just joining us, judgments means right rulings or privileges. Right rulings or privileges. Then in Yirmiyahu, chapter 50, how do you say Jeremiah in Hebrew? Yirmiyahu, chapter 50, verse 4. And in those days and in that time, Yahweh said, in the future time, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. Now that ties in with the Feast of Atonement. Going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh, their Sovereign One. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come and let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Then we turn over to, turn back to Isaiah, or how do you say Isaiah? Isaiah in Hebrew. You say, it's written Yeshayahu is actually how we should pronounce it. Yeshayahu chapter 55, verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. That's also found in the book of Acts about the sure mercies. And could you hand me this? Or let's see. Okay. Thank you. So, don't you just love that? I do. I know you do. Yirmiyahu 50. In those days, in that time, in other words, that future time, the children of Israel, Yahweh says, shall come. And that's why we're gathering today. We're gathering to go up together, to weep together. Weep and kneel before Yahweh and humble ourselves. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But first of all, Yeshayahu 55. Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Then in Malachi, in the right before the New Testament, in the Christian order, Malachi 4, verse 4, he finishes up right before the book of Matthew with this. Remember the Torah of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, the statutes and the judgments. This is a future thing that we are commanded to keep Yahweh's commandments, statutes, and judgments. The statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. The judgments are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. I was quoting David's Psalm 19 there about the commandments, statutes, and judgments. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The commandment of Yahweh enlightening the eyes. How do we get this tune-up or this spiritual overhaul for those of us who really need it? Well, I think I need a physical overhaul as well. No, maybe not. Leviticus 23:27, and Yahweh said also regarding this feast of at-one-ment, atonement, or Yom Kippur, which is also correct, Yahweh said, on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a separated or pure convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Now, of course, that part was the duty of the Levitical or Aaronical priests, the priests. And then in the future, of course, Yahweh offers as our high priest for us, as he did. He offered that great offering on the tree at Calvary. And approximately the year, it was either the year 29 or 33, some say 33, but more likely AD 29. And in Leviticus 23, the 10th day of the 7th month, the feast of Yom Kippur, it shall be a pure convocation. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, the Sovereign One. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul I will destroy from among his people. So whatsoever soul it be that is not afflicted, he'll be cut off. And if he does any work, Yahweh says he will destroy from among the people. And that's a serious, serious injunction. And verse 31, you shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. So how long shall it be? Well, it shall be a statute forever. Forever means forever. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. And you shall afflict yourself, not of bondage, but of resting in Yahweh and in his word. You shall afflict your souls. And in a moment, we'll go through that about what it means to be afflicted. And then some nonsense that one of the leaders said, in the 9th day of the month, at even, from even until even, shall you celebrate this Sabbath. Hallelujah. That was found in Vayikra chapter 23. Then over here in the Brit Kadashah, the New Testament, just trying to get you some of those newer ones used to this and some of the terms that we could use. It's okay to use James or Yaakov, so we'll use Yaakov here to get you used to that. James chapter 4, verse 9, James wrote, Yahusha's brother wrote, be afflicted and mourn and weep. What are the three things again? Afflict, mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. And note that it does not mean here giving up something. One of our leaders said, well, he's so used to and enjoys listening to his radio that he's going to give up something. Now, I taught Catholic religion for a couple of years, and one of the things we did there was doing indulgence, that was, and so we would give up something during Lent. No, that's what it really was, is giving up something. But even going even farther, we should not just think about that. We should obey the commandment to fast and mourn, be afflicted, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning. And, of course, as the commandment is given in Yeshayahu 58, to fast. And to fast in the commandment in Vayikra, in Leviticus. that I lose almost everybody on that. That wasn't really a rabbit trail, though. And then some of the links of scripture, some of the other similar scriptures or chain links about being afflicted and mourning and weeping. I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to try to list them on the website when the internet allows me to, and the computer and those people who are behind the scenes, they're pushing buttons all the time, usually the wrong ones. No, sorry about that. James chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 is about being afflicted there. Here, wait a minute. Let me see if I can pick that one up out of the King James for you, making the needed corrections. Go to now. Well, there's a computer term. Go to now, you rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. And may I continue? Yes, you may. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you. And you shall eat your flesh as it were fire. This is in the New Testament? Oh, come on, it can't be. But it is. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. And the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud. And that sounds like slavery there. Crieth, so the workers are crying, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the master of armies, or it says Lord of Sabaoth in the King James. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he or she does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of Yahweh. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth. He's waiting for our precious fruit and has long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Hallelujah. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of Yahweh draws nigh. So there's a end time scripture for you from the book of Yaakov, chapter 5. That's just an excerpt. And some of the other scriptures regarding this fasting and mourning and weeping and being in heaviness are found in the book of Psalms. If you're ready to write this down, otherwise just go to the internet, or you'll have to ignore it. Psalm 119, verses 67 through 71, and verse 136. Psalm 126, 5 and 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 2 through 5. 2 through 5. Yeshayahu chapter 22, 12 and 13. Jeremiah 31, 9 to 13. And 18 to 20. Ezekiel 7, verse 16, and 16:63. That's 7:16 and 16:63 of Ezekiel. Zechariah chapter 12, verses 10 to 14. Matthew 5:4. Luke 6:21. And 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 10 through 11. 10 and 11 in we looked that up earlier, but chapter 7, 10 and 11. For goodly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a goodly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yes, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, yes, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter, a matter of wrath. Paul wrote, therefore, I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, not for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of Yahweh might appear unto you. Therefore we are comforted in your comfort and exceedingly more joyed. And here's another reference. Ezekiel 34:17 now. Now this is going to be about the pillars and the leaders and the sheep and the goats as I finish up now on this podcast for you about the being overhauled or tuned up for some of us just fine-tuning during the Feast of Atonement or throughout the year. Ezekiel or Ezekiel 34:17. Who are the members of the flock? Who are the pillars and the leaders of the people? Let's hear it now. 34:17. And as for you, O my flock, and that's Hebrew 66:29. Flock, the name of collective members of the flock, the name of the flock. Thus saith Yahweh, the Supreme One. That's Hebrew 30:69, Yod Heh Vav Heh. Behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. So flock was 66:29, the name of the collective members of the flock. And I will repeat this in a moment. Cattle are Hebrew 9:96, the members of the flock, of whether you call us sheep or cattle. The rams were the pillars in the assembly, Hebrew 3:52, and the goats were Hebrew 62:60, the leaders of the people. We have the flock, the cattle, rams, and the goats. So it will read this way as we finish up on this quick spiritual overhaul, preparing ourselves for the Feast of Yom Kippur and year-round, wherever you may be. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please zip me off an email and let me know about your method of fasting during the Feast of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And the email is starts with a T, T-S-E-P-H, StephanYah@Yahweh.name. StephanYah@Yahweh.name. And even though the main route to the website is www.yahweh.com, but we have to use this other with the .name extension, okay? That's for the email. Ezekiel 34:17 then would thus read like so. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Sovereign One, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, or members, between the rams, the pillars, and the he-goats, the leaders in this case, or in this case, false leaders, in Ezekiel 34, which includes most of the inner circle. As for you, my flock, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, the members, between the rams, pillars, and the he-goats, the leaders, false leaders. And seemeth it a small thing. There we go. We have a program, by the way, called Small Thing. My little ad in there. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. Another message that we're to take very gravely, and in Ezekiel 34:18, and to take it to heart. Take it. Don't take it too hard. Don't be downing yourself so much, and into self degradation. We don't want to have that going on. But the appropriate rebuke comes from the word of Yahweh. The judgment comes, and then the deliverance comes through the blood of Messiah that He paid for on the torture stake, the tree at Calvary. Some call the cross. That at Calvary 2,000 years ago, Messiah, the Son of Yah, died for all sins of mankind, or those who repented anyway. And He is coming quickly. So, yes, we could all use a spiritual overhaul as we read there to the Assembly of Philadelphia in the book of the Revelation. And thanks be to Yahweh for this time that we could be together here again. And assumably, at some point, we are going to have to cut off the website, or at least to whittle it down But in the meantime, your comments will keep us going, because the only way we have. So Revelation chapter 3, verse 6 from the KJV. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies. And to the messenger of the assembly in Philadelphia, with a Yah on the end of that, Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is pure, he that is true, and he that has the key of David, quote unquote, the key of David, he that openeth and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens, that's the Messiah. I know thy works. So here again, works don't save, but they are a result of our salvation, that he does these good works and wrought his righteousness within us. So praise Yahweh. He enables us to keep his word, his law, and so that we can go to the feast days and see what it's going to be like. Just a taste of heaven, a sneak preview, a snippet of heaven when we go, especially my favorite anyway, is Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. No, I better not say it's my favorite, because I should like them all equally. I love Passover. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Notice, no man. It doesn't say that Yahweh can't shut the door. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan. There is a number of those around, which say they are Jews, and they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that shall dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, and no man take thy crown. To him, or assumably her, him that overcometh, will I make a pillar. So there's that word again, which was, we're reading from Revelation, which was probably Hebrew to begin with. And what was the... Sorry, I just wanted to know what the Hebrew word was for a pillar. It was the representation there was ram, the rams, H352. So I shall make him a pillar in the temple, or the Sukkot, of my Elohim. And he shall no more go out. I will write upon him the name of my Elohim, our Sovereign One, and the name of the city of my Sovereign One, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim, Yahweh, or Sovereign One. And I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies. As we flow together as one to the pure city and forge ahead in Messiah's name by the power of the Ruach HaKadosh. And we greet one another. We look forward to seeing the most pure one of Israel, the one who redeemed us from being such a jerk or jerks. Praise to him, Most High, the Sovereign One, the Anointed One of Israel, the King of Kings, to Yahusha, some say Yeshua. We praise him, and most of all to the Father, the Father of all, the Father of lights, to whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Praise him, Hallel Yahweh. And Maranatha, may he come quickly. May we be ready. Shalom.